WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. We still don't know who won this year's presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed the nation last night.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear. Tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
Biden's now ahead of President Donald Trump with 264 electoral votes to the president's 214. Candidates need 270 to win. The president promising further legal action, tweeting last night, quote, Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of the president. I could make that claim also. Legal proceedings are just now beginning. All eyes are on Pennsylvania, where 20 electoral votes are on the line. Biden's now leading the president there by about 29,000 votes. Fox's Brian Yenis with the latest on the legal battle in that state.
Amid unfounded accusations that Republican poll watchers were denied access to viewing ballot counts in Philadelphia, Republicans continue their efforts to invalidate all late-arriving mail-in ballots that they deem as unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court issued an emergency order ordering every county election board in Pennsylvania to segregate and secure late mail-in ballots that arrived within 3 days after Election Day. The order comes after Pennsylvania Republicans claim they were unable to get at least 25 county election boards to confirm that they were actually segregating these late-arriving mail ballots as ordered by Pennsylvania's Secretary of State.
Other key states where Biden's in the lead, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. President Trump's leading in Alaska and North Carolina. Some big news from Montgomery County Public Schools about what will be happening with students next year. Board of Education President Sheba Evans saying at a board meeting yesterday,
in the event that in the month of January, health conditions allow and our county restrictions are lifted, that the board will resume some type of in-person instruction. We plan to do a hybrid model in the month of January.
The first students to go back to classrooms would include ones in special ed programs and those in programs that require hands-on work. Larger groups of students would go back February 1st. Changes are coming to the school calendar in Fairfax County.
In 2021, Inauguration Day will now be a holiday in the Fairfax County Public Schools. It was previously listed on the calendar as an instructional day. The school board also says to, quote, further create an inclusive environment, Juneteenth will also be considered a holiday, celebrated on June 18th. Both days are also considered holidays for county employees, and Juneteenth is, in addition, a holiday for state employees. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports, new developments on the coronavirus front in the NFL ahead of more games coming up tomorrow. The Giants are deep cleaning and sanitizing the train they'll take to our area for tomorrow's game against the Washington football team, according to the New York Post. Tomorrow, the two teams play each other at 1. Our coverage starts at noon. And the Atlanta Falcons and Miami Dolphins operated virtually yesterday after staff members on both teams tested positive. Their game's unchanged for tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The holiday season is full of joy. But between trying not to burn the turkey and keeping your father's fingers out of the mashed potatoes, you can find yourself thinking, why does this have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We answer your questions and build your roof the way you want it. Your measurements, line-by-line price, and a 3D rendering of your home are presented and emailed right to you. And your job's done in a single day. So unlike some holiday guests, you won't even know we were there. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accidents on 395 North Manic Leap Road all cleared away. No delays remaining in the area. You will still find some slow traffic on 66 eastbound through that work zone between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville along the right side of the roadway. Traveling on the Beltway and Forestville inner loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and Branch Avenue, still some road work along the left side. And watch out for the road work setting up on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard along the two right lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible. The lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spinesurgery.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
This is an important message for military retirees, their families, and active duty family members. Did you know you have a TRICARE Prime option that gives you more without costing you more? For more than 35 years, Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan has delivered high-quality care to military beneficiaries. Visit belongathopkins.com to learn more about the difference Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan can make for you and your family. That's belongathopkins.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. It's hour two of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Counting continues over the weekend. It does appear as though Joe Biden will secure the votes necessary. With the advanced narrative from so many in the liberal media outlets as to what a devastation this would be for the Republican Party, all the poll numbers, put it in perspective for us, John, now that we're starting to see the results of some of the House and Senate races.
Well, very simply, if the presidential race was not on the ballot, they'd be calling it a triumphant Republican year, a banner year, in fact. Everyone, virtually all of the punditocracy, predicted a Democratic takeover of the U.S. Senate and leader Mitch McConnell losing his 53-47 seat Republican edge. Well, it didn't turn out that way. They had a net loss of one seat, 52-48, and assuming that Republicans hold the two Georgia seats in the runoffs that are required, one in December and one in January, the Senate will stay in Republican hands. On the House side, there was talk of a loss of 10-15 House seats for the Republicans. On the day after the election, the Washington Post was reporting just that, without the hard numbers. Well, guess what? The hard numbers came in. Not a single Republican House incumbent lost. Republicans made a net gain of 8 seats and maybe more, pending a few recounts. And guess what? In a House in which only 13 of the Republican U.S. representatives were women, they doubled their ranks to 26. And many of them are more hardcore conservative than the men. I would just say, when you check people like Congresswoman-elect Lauren Boebert of Colorado's 3rd District, the pistol packin' mama who owns a bar in Rifle, Colorado, or Nicole Malliotakis, assemblywoman from Staten Island, New York, who stood up to Governor Cuomo and fought for abortion on demand in the state assembly, to Nancy Mace of the Charleston-based 1st District of South Carolina, the first woman to graduate from the Citadel. They are going to be a formidable class, and all this reporter would say is, AOC and the squad, watch out.
The supposed polls have Joni Ernst and Susan Collins both going down to defeat, but last time I checked, they were in the win column.
They certainly were. Susan Collins was supposed to have self-immolated when she came out in favor of Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. One pundit said that her speech announcing her support of Justice Kavanaugh was the longest suicide note in history. And indeed, past supporters such as Planned Parenthood abandoned the moderate Maine Republican. Well, she came back swinging. She talked about bipartisanship, how if Republicans kept the Senate and she stayed there, she'd be chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and that she was unbought and unbossed. The flinty New England voters liked that, and she was reelected over the better-financed Democrat Sarah Gideon. Now, you mentioned Joni Ernst. Right up until the penultimate week of the campaign, she trailed Democrat Teresa Greenfield in the polls. And she did two things. Number one, she was a member of the Judiciary Committee who participated in the hearings that led to the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. That reminded people of the Joni Ernst they knew and elected 6 years before. Second, she tied herself with Donald Trump. When the president appeared, she held his hand up at rallies. He made sure that Hawkeye State voters were admonished to send Joni back. And she pulled it off by a comfortable 53% to 45% margin. Not bad for someone who was a Democratic target and trailed in the polls right up to the end. The stories of Susan Collins and Joni Ernst say that voters are not simply dots on a pollster's chart, but rather they think for themselves. And if they like someone, they turn out and vote for them, no matter what they tell the pollsters.
Let's turn to Alabama, where Republicans picked up the Senate seat of Doug Jones. Tell us about Tommy Tuberville.
Tommy Tuberville is in a risky situation. He was football coach at Auburn University, and I have enough friends from Alabama to know about the rivalry between University of Alabama and Auburn U. But enough Alabamians recalled his championship seasons and knew of his conservatism. They easily voted for him over Democrat Doug Jones, who won a special election to the Senate under freakish circumstances in 2017. He denied he was a liberal, and yet he voted for the impeachment of Donald Trump and opposed two of his three Supreme Court nominees. Voters in Alabama, which is Trump country, if there is Trump country, didn't like that, and they elected the coach, Tommy Tuberville.
John, I wanted to get your perspective on voter fraud, and of course we're hearing a lot of allegations. I want to point out a story that you can find if you dig hard enough. Associated Press has it May of this year, headline, Philadelphia judge of elections pleads guilty to election fraud, accepting bribes, the ballot box stuffing stretched over three primary elections in 2014, 2015, and 2016, and he pleaded guilty. So it does happen.
It certainly does happen, and we get returns that come in late that seem to undo results. And it's not just in Philadelphia. In western Pennsylvania, Sean Parnell, Army Ranger and decorated veteran, was the Republican nominee for Congress against an endangered incumbent, and he was projected the winner. He led all night, and then votes appeared the next day. A lot of people that I've talked to in that part of the state are going to court. So it's not just Donald Trump, but others who charge that something is rotten when the votes are counted in the Keystone State. And while we're at it, last night, Republican National Chairman Ronna McDaniel announced that in her home state of Michigan, there was strong evidence that software used to count votes was putting votes in one column for Biden that should have been in the column of Donald Trump and vice versa. And this was used in several counties in the Wolverine State. She is putting the legal resources of the Republican National Committee behind a full investigation. Now, clearly, no one wants to look like a fool or uninformed and come up with lemons. So what I say is the Republican National Chairman, not to mention some others in Pennsylvania, must know something is wrong, or why would they invest the time and clout and money?
If one assumes that the challenges fail, there is concern among conservative and Republican voters as to how liberal will Joe Biden be, Bernie Sanders and AOC. There's been some pushback from some of the congressional Democrats that the label socialist should be dropped immediately. So what does he do?
Well, he is between the rock and the proverbial hard place. But there's one thing. He got rid of the hated Trump for Democrats, and many believe while he was not their favorite candidate, he was the best candidate. He is going to be cut a lot of slack for that alone. And I think on some of his cabinet appointments, well, he will be given the benefit of the doubt. For example, if the Attorney General is not necessarily someone from the hard left of the Democratic Party, but simply the anti-Barr, the opposite of current Attorney General William Barr, the Democrats of all stripes are going to be happy. Another thing is Pete Buttigieg won a lot of people's hearts as a long-shot presidential candidate, and the former South Bend, Indiana mayor is sure to wind up in a spot such as Veterans Affairs Secretary or U.N. Ambassador. Keep an eye on him.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be following you on Twitter at John Gizzi. John, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Rick. And all I can say is this. Thank God it's over.
Well, not quite yet. 7:18 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next. But first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some slow-going traffic now on eastbound 66 through the work zone in Manassas between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville, where the right and the right center lanes are blocked, so stay to your left. And do allow extra travel time if you're heading in that area. Also, watch out for intermittent lane closures today in Hillendale, once again on the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. They'll be working along the right side. And you will still find a work zone on the inner loop near Pennsylvania Avenue along the left side of the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible. The lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
46 degrees at 7:19 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And she is the author of the New York Times bestsellers Stonewalled and The Smear. And she has a brand new book, Slanted, coming out this month. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
So the election dialogue continues, Cheryl, and I know you were on Twitter last night. It was a live Twitter and Periscope chat. You were talking about the election, and what sort of stands out to you as the highlights that you see as we awake this morning?
Well, you know, I look at media coverage and my book Slanted, but just also in general, and speak about that a lot. And this notion that anybody who asks the question about whether there could have possibly been problems or even fraud, that that's misplaced and conspiratorial. I think it's the opposite, that it's not rational after the last 4 years and after what was proven by the evidence to have happened in 2016 for a neutral journalist to not at least consider and ask the question as to whether something like that would occur, whether the bad actors who have yet, by the way, as yet have not been punished from 2016, that never happened. So the thought that something would be attempted in 2020 against President Trump is not an outlandish or baseless one. It's really something I think that all journalists should go in at least considering. Doesn't mean it happened, but this is how journalism and investigative journalism is normally conducted, with, you know, taking a rational premise and looking at it to see if it's true. And instead, I've heard a lot of people on the news, and I've read them say, there's no evidence of widespread fraud. Well, there's so many problems with that thought. It doesn't have to be widespread to make a difference in a race like this. Secondly, evidence, they act like it's going to knock on the door and present itself to you. That's not how it works. Used to be journalists used to go look for evidence to see if there was any. And, you know, just this marginalization of those who even ask the question. Lastly, my take on this is it's good for both sides to fight for every legal vote and to have it fully fleshed out, because the country's very split 50-50, and the best chance at most people having the most confidence in the ultimate outcome is if they feel like it was explored, rather than being told, don't ask those questions, don't look there.
I think typically in the past, there's talk for a few days and then it goes away. In this case, it may continue for a while. There may be a little more serious effort in this case, so we'll see how that plays out. Well, among the biggest losers in this year's election so far, I think, have been the pollsters. And in race after race, state after state, they got it wrong, and very wrong in many cases. And you have a story on the polls tomorrow on the show.
I do. And I would say that after 2016, when we in the media promised to self-correct and self-reflect on the polls and the analysis, obviously we didn't. And formerly reputable news organizations and polling groups, you know, such as New York Times, Siena, so wildly off, Quinnipiac, you know, in so many ways, you'd have to try to be that far off. Sometimes 16, 17 points, are you kidding me? Like, you and I could do better with no information, just taking a wild stab in the dark. But I think, you know, I almost said you'd have to try to be that wrong, and maybe they were, because part of my premise that I've talked and written about is the notion that polls are often used these days to sway opinion, not to accurately measure it. And from that standpoint, maybe it's successful in their view when they put out a wildly wrong poll if they feel like it accomplished the goal of setting a particular narrative. And that's dangerous, because now, even if you like what a poll says, let's say you supported Biden and you liked hearing that he was going to win by so many points in some state, even you will know in 2 to 4 years not to trust what the pollsters say, because you know how wildly off they are. There's this mistrust growing in all of our institutions across the board because of what we've experienced in the past 4 years.
Well, I assume we'll be hearing more and more about the environment from progressive voices in the months ahead. You're interviewing an environmentalist tomorrow, and what did you learn?
Well, I spoke to an author named Michael Schellenberger, who's a self-described environmentalist, but not a typical one. He does believe in climate change, that climate change is occurring, but he thinks the alarmism over it is completely misplaced. He doesn't even think it's near a top problem in this world or in our country. And he's apologizing for the environmental alarmism in his book called Apocalypse Never. And it's a very footnoted, scientific take, which is, of course, being criticized by people who don't see things his way and the propagandists, but a scientific take on actually the pluses and advances that have been made in this field and in this arena, and his interesting theory that this environmental alarmism is born of sort of a generation that is largely depressed and negative and nihilistic. And anyway, it's very interesting how he makes all of these ties in this movement that he now, again, says he's apologizing for on behalf of environmentalists.
Well, that's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and you can catch Cheryl's latest live Twitter and Periscope chat. Just go to her website and get her perspectives on the election. Cheryl, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
And, of course, that's CherylAtkison.com. We're at 7:25 on the Saturday morning update. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Also, the 7:30 news on the way.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with wave light procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
You know, fall is galloping up on us. You may have noticed changing leaves, cooler air, things like that. Good stuff. It's also a reminder to act now because it's the perfect time to get your rugs and carpets cleaned before the big holidays arrive. You know, for more than 63 years, the Hadid family has specialized in hand washing your beautiful rugs and carpets. But now, Joe Hadid has created a new menu of cleaning options for any type of rug and any type of budget. It's called the Hadid Signature Service. Ensure the same kind of quality for cleaning every type of rug from machine-made synthetics to the finest handmade silk rugs. Hadid Signature Service is faster, it's more efficient, and it'll definitely save you a lot of money. So it's probably been a while since you got a quote from Joe Hadid. Give him a call. Joe's new express service, save you money, and you still get the same VIP treatment you're used to for a limited time. Also, Joe's offering 15% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Go check out the details at joehadid.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Today, hundreds of Melwood employees of differing abilities are on the front lines to stop the spread of the coronavirus by providing cleaning services to more than 60 federal agencies and military sites in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. As a nonprofit organization, Melwood relies on your generosity to provide job training and support for people of differing abilities so they can succeed in their jobs. Go to Melwood.org to donate cash or a car, or donate through CFC 21166.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. If you're waking up this morning hoping to know who won the presidential election, you're out of luck. Votes are still being counted. Former Vice President Joe Biden spoke to Americans last night. Fox's Ray Bogan with the latest.
Former Vice President Joe Biden stopped short of a victory speech. He believes he'll ultimately be declared the winner once all the votes are counted.
We have to remain calm, patient. Let the process work out.
Before Biden's speech, President Trump tweeted, "Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of the president. I could make that claim also. Legal proceedings are just now beginning." In the days after election night, the president and his associates have called into question the vote-counting process involving mail-in ballots.
Biden is now ahead of President Trump with 264 electoral votes to the president's 214. Candidates need 270 to win. Biden will have more than that if he wins Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. He's currently ahead there by about 29,000. Poll watchers there are now allowed to be within 6 feet of ballot counting rather than the previous 20-foot perimeter. Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski tells Fox News that's still a problem.
The ballots are being counted some 80 yards away, not 80 feet, 80 yards away. And so it is impossible to see what's transpiring.
Traffic and weather next.
TheWindowMan.com. Superior Altrex fiberglass replacement windows. Don't make the vinyl mistake. Are vinyl windows the right choice just because they're supposedly cheaper? Seriously. Replacement windows are a substantial investment and should only have to be replaced once. TheWindowMan.com. All Trex fiberglass replacement windows that last a house time. Now up to $150 off every fiberglass replacement window. TheWindowMan.com. See us for details.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on fibromyalgia on Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. Register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, getting reports of a crash now traveling on 28 southbound at Westfields Boulevard in Centerville. Looks like traffic is slow through the area. And in Manassas, watch out for the work zone on eastbound 66 between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville along the right side of the roadway. Also use extra caution. Traffic lights not working in the district on Constitution Avenue Northwest at the intersection of 14th Street, so you'll need to treat that as an all-way stop. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
It's been quite quiet in the weather department over the past couple of days, and we're expecting more of the same as we head over the next several days ahead of us. This weekend, expect sunny skies to start on your Saturday. Temperatures reaching the lower 70s. Now we will see low temperatures go back in the 40s to near 50 degrees overnight. Some patches of fog, but otherwise, for your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions to wrap up the weekend. It will be around 10 degrees above normal, high temperatures into the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hi, Sarah. It's me, Brian.
Why are you calling on this line?
I forgot the other number, but I can always remember this one.
What's up?
Do you know what I like best about 2020?
What you like best about 2020?
Yeah. Can you guess?
Brian, you can draw a happy face on anything.
2020 has taught us to make room in our lives for what matters most.
Which is?
People. We're making more room for people. Less room for junk.
I'm certainly doing that.
How so?
When I watched our truck team haul away a bunch of my junk last week, I've never felt more free. It was like I had room to stretch out again.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
Thank you, 2020, for reminding us what matters most.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call me at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit me at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her seven-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
It's the Saturday Morning Update, 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good to be on.
Well, I know you've spent a lot of time on election security during the fall and months prior. And first off, foreign interference. There was so much talk about what Russia would do, China, Iran. What do you know so far of what we've seen of their efforts?
So in a lot of the states I worked in, to include the ones that were having issues with, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Texas, and others, the actual electronic infrastructure was very much hardened. That is to say, it would be nearly impossible for someone to get in and hack the system itself. That is to say, a foreign person coming in from the Internet. Now, there's some interesting developments that we've observed regarding tallies and things being changed, so-called glitches. Those things are the things we're always worried about that could be done purposely by someone who has access to the actual software. So at this point, there's no evidence of foreign hacking, but I will say this. There's more than ample evidence that someone may have programmed tabulation computers in certain ways to give advantage to folks, as we've seen in certain blue states up north. And that's about all I can say at this point. But there appears to be, and this is, you can prove this by looking at patterns of how votes are tabulated. So if all errors go one way, that means that there was a purposeful program to make it work that way. So just everybody should watch that space for developments in that area. But at this point, Rick, there's no evidence that foreign threat caused any of that to happen.
So the Department of Homeland Security has an agency, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Tell us right. a little bit about them.
So they were created to actually do the things we're talking about, looking at the entirety of the infrastructure of our voting system. And the idea here is the federal government cannot dictate to the states how to do things. The Constitution gives each state its right to kind of organize its own inputs into the national election. So what CISA does actually is try to inform and assist across the spectrum of things, everything from, you know, psychological operations to looking at the digitization of the systems themselves. And I think they've been working behind the scenes a lot more than people probably recognize. This is not secret. I mean, this is all public. This is, you can Google this and find this out. But their job has been to kind of work with the states. I know that we got Mitch McConnell was able to get $150 billion into the budget to do the election security we're talking about. And DHS, you know, CISA was instrumental in trying to help work with the states once that money was out there. But that's what they do. And, you know, we'll see how well they did as we go into the next few days here in the election.
Now, as you examine some of the stories that are floating around, there are videos yeah. floating around. I think there's a Lara Trump video that shows thousands of ballots that were supposedly all marked for Joe Biden. And, you know, the whole question is the credibility of these yeah. videos. And, you know, there are allegations. There are fake videos floating around. How do you sort through that?
You got to sort through it. That's the thing. At this point, the appearances, I'm just asking the audience to think about this from common sense. Somehow all the breaks all across the nation are all breaking Joe Biden's way. That's statistically impossible. You can't have every error or every dump of ballots go completely to one candidate or the other. So that's going to be examined. And also all these, there's videos out there that appear to show so-called canvassers or counters marking ballots. I can tell you for a fact there's no reason to anybody should have a pin and a ballot in the counting room. It's like you shouldn't be doing that. They're there to count and validate the ballots. Also, all these midnight dumps, I've talked to several lawyers, and something's up with that. And the other thing here is like, gee, I think everybody recognizes that these things all happened in blue states or blue-controlled areas of these states. And I cite for you two states that got it pretty much right, Texas and Florida. Florida has a far larger population, and they were able to manage all the mail-in and absentee ballots very well, and so that they had their election results ready to go the night of the election. So if Florida can do it, for goodness sake, and I hear all these jokes about Florida, if Florida can do it, these so-called sophisticated blue states should have been easily able to do it. One could argue there was a reason why they counted these ballots after, and that's something that's all going to have to be examined.
Are you seeing much coverage of this in the CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC? They may cover the fact that there are a lot of people going around claiming allegations, but are they actually looking into any of the allegations
No.
as an investigative reporter normally would do in a case like this?
No, there's a handful of folks who are actually doing that, and they're generally the usual suspects of real journalists. So I ask people to kind of go out and look for the real journalists who are trying to actually report on this. And it's peculiar that the intellectual curiosity of all the networks and mainstream media seems to have been lost the moment they thought Joe Biden was over the top. But I'll say this. There's a number of states which have already declared recounts. I think that's going to happen. And the issue, it's going to come down to the Supreme Court. And I think a lot of networks do kind of get that, because it's going to be about the constitutionality of the vote. Did the vote in all these states meet the requirements of the Constitution? And secondly, and I think this is what it's really going to be determined on, did the states follow their own laws? And this is where I know Pennsylvania is going to have a very hard time, since this Supreme Court legislated from the bench, creating conditions for signatures not to be accepted. If the signatures matched, they had to be accepted anyway. And then the Supreme Court extended the days that the ballots could be sent in. I think they're going to lose on that. And so the moment, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm just saying, you know, from the I've talked to a lot of lawyers, and they're all saying the practical result of taking these cases of voter fraud and voting past the deadline, probably going to lose if the state law says you have to have them in a certain time. So this is all, I think, going to come down to a massive court battle in front of the Supreme Court.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and real quick, the address to get your podcast.
So LondonCenter.org is our podcast. Our London Center is the think tank, and Thought to Action is our podcast name, and you can find that on Thought to Action on YouTube. So thanks for having me, Rick.
Sure. Tony, thank you so much. We're at 7:45 Saturday Morning Update. KT McFarland next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Centerville, watch out for some accident activity right now on 28 southbound at Westfields Boulevard. And in Manassas, still some slow traffic through the work zone on eastbound 66 between the car rest area and Route 29 in Centerville, where the right and the right center lanes are closed for road work. Also, do keep in mind that in South Kensington, a portion of Beach Drive is closed between the Kensington Parkway and Garrett Park Road to allow for social distance recreation this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure is just dominating the region this weekend. Expect mostly sunny skies. We'll see very warm temperatures today as well into the lower 70s. May even approach the record high at Dulles Airport today, which is 74 degrees. As we head later on tonight, it will be mostly clear. Some patchy fog is going to be possible. The lows mainly into the 40s to near 50 degrees. For your Sunday, more of the same. Sunny skies, delightful conditions, high temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
47 degrees, 7:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Home sweet home is a place to feel comfortable. But have you noticed that crisp fall air is starting to creep through your home's windows? Hi, this is Mary Walter. And that means your heating system is going to be working overtime this winter to keep your home comfortable. And those drafty windows are not helping matters. Now is the best time to improve the comfort of your home and help lower your heating bills all winter long. And you can do that by calling Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek Windows and Doors have you covered. They can eliminate drafts and drive down your utility bills. Plus, they design, build, and install their replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. That saves you even more money. Right now, take advantage of their fall into savings event. It's more affordable than ever to replace your windows and doors to make your home more comfortable. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy three windows and get one free for a limited time with incredible finance options. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
.749, the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by KT McFarland. She's the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, and she has authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, a hearty congratulations to you as your daughter Fiona McFarland moves on to the Florida House, a winner in District 72. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was a great victory, if I can be braggy and a proud mom for a minute. look, she was running in a district that was had a Democrat before, so a purple district, if not a blue district. And she won as a Republican by more than 10, by about 10 points. And what does that tell you? Well, not only is she a great candidate, but it tells you that the Trump policies were really working. And she ran on all the Trump policies, you know, low taxes, less government, good environment, school choice, fund the police, et cetera, et cetera. And the voters responded. I mean, her victory was really is a bellwether victory. It's the big story in Florida. She's the new rising star in Florida politics. NPR has mentioned it. The Washington Post has mentioned it. But it's because of what it represents. And I think this is, to me, the big takeaway from the election. I mean, not only did Florida get the election right after that disastrous hanging Chad crisis in 2000 with Bush v. Gore, but Florida knows how to do elections now, and it should be a blueprint for the nation.
Well, I wanted to get your perspective as we look at the vote count this morning. President Trump with 47.5% of the national vote tally. And obviously that surprised a lot of people, surprised all the pollsters. Put it in perspective as you see things this morning.
Well, I don't want to get into the presidential race. We should all stop jumping up and down to call the race, call the race. Let the Constitution work. Let the legal procedures play out without the constant backbiting. Now this should be in the hands of the judges and the forensic experts, and the media should focus on other stories. You know, to me, the biggest stories of all, well, there really are three. One, the voters may have rejected Trump if it turns out he loses, but it was on the basis of personality, not policies. And that's the big story. It turns out the country isn't nuts after all. They voted for Trumpism and all the things that make for economic success, less government, less regulation, lower taxes, energy independence, school choice, small business, and for the policies that spell foreign policy success, no hopeless foreign wars, the neoconservatives are dead, America first once again, peace through strength. And the voters, again, showing that they're not nuts. They rejected socialism, defunding the police, cancel culture, tearing down George Washington's statues, tax increases, radical policies, the completely unaffordable aspects of the Green New Deal. Even the Democrats are now complaining that, well, the pollsters had it wrong. We went too far to the left. And even some Democrats are saying, look, Democrats, you better pay attention. The country's not where you are. So I think that's the big story, that Americans aren't nuts after all. And the second big story is the realignment of the parties, Rick. You know, the Republicans 10, 20 years ago, they were the country club Republicans, the Wall Street Republicans. Trump has changed the party. It's the working man and woman's party with significant switchover from Hispanic and black voters to the Republican Party. And again, it turns out that Trump's social justice reform, the pro-family values, religion, school choice issue, small business focus, that's brought over a lot of Hispanics and blacks who the Democrats thought they owned. And it looks like a trend because not only did they vote for Trump and Trumpism, but they voted more Hispanic Republicans were elected to state houses around the country as well as to Congress. I mean, the GOP has a great bench. It's not just who was elected to Congress and who's going to be in Washington. Look around the country. The state houses have a number of them have flipped from Democrat to Republican. So, what again, that enforces to my mind that Trumpism works. Even without Trump, Trumpism will live on.
And one look at the pollsters, you mentioned them up front, and then we look at the corporate media, we look at the social media, how the big tech companies came in. What's your perspective there?
Well, I hope this is not just me wishing. I hope there's a lot of truth in this. But I think it's bye-bye, pollsters. Bye-bye, corporate media. You know, if Biden wins, the media, especially corporate media, I think is in for a tailspin. Not only are they thoroughly discredited. I mean, how many times are they going to get this wrong? You know, they got 2016 wrong. They got 2020 wrong. The blue wave never happened. In fact, the opposite. Down ballot, there was a red wave. And when you look back at 2016, I mean, even the head of CNN had said, well, Trump gave us a second life. We were on the ropes, and we were declining in numbers and profitability until Trump came along, and then everybody started paying attention. But if Trump is gone, if these guys get their wish and Trump is gone, well, they're gone. Because the country's not, I mean, you know, how boring are these stories, right?
I was going to say boring, but you took the words right out of my mouth.
Boring! And the country's going to get back to watching Monday Night Football instead of the evening news. So, you know, be careful what you guys have wished for, because you've just nailed your own coffin shut. But I don't think that means that, so let's say Trump loses. I don't think, by the way, that's a done deal. I think that the courts, again, we should all take a deep breath, wait for the courts to decide. But whatever happens, Trump doesn't ride off quietly into the sunset. I know the guy. If he loses, I think he'll immediately start a conservative media conglomerate to rival Fox. I mean, Trump's expertise is in communications and figuring out how to talk to people and breaking through the clutter. And now it's personal between Donald Trump and Murdoch. As for Trump, it's those personal fights that keep him going. He has situational adversaries and enemies, depending upon the policies of the day. But when it's a personal fight, and Trump apparently called Rupert Murdoch and screamed at him for calling Arizona early for Biden and then not calling Florida when they should have for Trump. So I think there's going to be a lot of personal animosity. And Trump, he relishes the fight. And if there's nothing left to fight for in the White House, then I think he fights for it in the communication sphere. So I would look for Donald Trump to start not just at Fox News TV station, but a media conglomerate.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Once again, congratulations on Fiona McFarland's victory in the Florida House. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're at 7:57. It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. That's it for us. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment, so schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in November 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Proud to be Washington's home for Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people and one group of people only, and that's you.
105.9 FM.
It is a family.
WMAL.
Hi everyone, it's Mary for EMP 180. EMP 180 has helped me improve my health by losing weight and adding muscle while teaching me about healthy nutritional habits. EMP 180 has always believed in helping others, and they believe our nation's service people, active and former, along with their families, deserve extra recognition for all of their sacrifices. That's why EMP 180 is extending a very special offer to our nation's service people as a sincere thank you for your service. This offer is available at all of their six locations until the 14th of November in observance of Veterans Day and National Veterans Small Business Week. EMP 180 is proud to be a veteran-owned business. They offer remote-based programs, in-person one-on-one safe meetings, or a mix of the two. Call for EMP 180 remote now at 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.